On this venerable day of Holy Week, Holy Wednesday, which is also called Spy Wednesday, because today that perfidious fake apostle and fake friend of Jesus and Mary, Judas Iscariot, turned him over for 30 pieces of silver. And so we read the Passion today according to St. Luke. A beautiful, beautiful Passion. And he has certain things in it that he knows particularly because he is a physician. He is the beloved physician. And he speaks about the blood coming forth from him, like drops, the sweat like drops of blood. No longer sweat, but blood that came from all the different cells of the body of Christ. The ground at Gethsemane, which is still there, was soaked in his blood. And it was then that the disciples showed themselves to be what they are. And Catholics throughout the ages, and especially today, when there is supposed to be a springtime of the church, it isn't a springtime, it's dead winter. They follow the apostles. They fall asleep. They don't pay attention. They don't know what's going on. What is this? They don't realize they have not heard a word he has said for 3 years, including, of course, Judas Iscariot. He committed the crime, but they were with him committing the crime of indifference, of neglect, of not listening to his word from the word of God. And so in the middle of this, they fall asleep. Our Lord wakes them up, but they still fall asleep because they are weak and senseless. And then comes the cohort from the temple. For the temple had its own army, just as the Pope has his own army. Smaller, but nevertheless powerful. And they arrest Jesus. But they are told by Judas, who was supposed to be his friend, "The one whom I shall kiss on the cheek, he is the one. Arrest him." And thus, our Lord says to him, "Judas, you turn against your Lord with a kiss. The sign of love has become the sign of betrayal and of most horrible sin." And then they take him, and we see the rest of the Passion, until finally our Lord, after being tortured, the whipping, the crowning with thorns, all kinds of insults, his face and his body covered with sweat and blood, and the flies, the horrible flies of the springtime in Palestine, which were all over Christ, trying to drink his blood and drink his sweat, torture him and stinging him in the face and all over his body. People don't realize what he suffered for us. And then finally, Pontius Pilate, a pagan, did not want to condemn him. And this is the way it is today too. A lot of the times, the pagans don't understand, but they don't want to condemn him either. It is his followers, we, who condemn him. And so finally, they continue to cry, "Give us Barabbas, who was a murderer and a thief. Crucify him, crucify him." Until finally, they are allowed to do as they wish by the weak and spineless Pontius Pilate, who tries to wash his hands in water, Pilate's water, as we call it today, which accomplishes nothing. It doesn't wash away guilt. It doesn't wash away cowardice. And he lets them do what they want. And they put a cross on him and get Simon of Cyrene to help him with his two little boys, Alexander and Rufus. And all of them are saints of the church now. And then, of course, the whole of the rest of the Passion. Following close by is St. John, the beloved disciple, the teenage virginal disciple, and the Most Holy Mother of God, and Mary Magdalene, and Mary of Cleophas, his relative, and Mary, and the others who follow him closely. And they follow him to the foot of the cross. And there they see the most tremendous spectacle that this world has ever seen. That the Son of God gives his life for our salvation. And yet, we do not understand. We do not care. We follow our lives and our conveniences and all the nonsense of this world and forget Christ. When shall we awakened? When shall we truly, truly believe from the innermost part of our being to the surface of our skins? When shall we suffer with him who is our Lord and Savior? In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Amen.